Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your awful host, Lauren Elizabeth. And you know, there's sometimes in life where you just have to accept who you are. And you have to stop trying to be someone you're not. And for me, that is most of the time trying to be a perfect person. And I'm just not going to fucking be one, ever. And even like a step below perfect, probably not going to be that either. So we just are who we are. And like, you can't even apologize about it. Like, you know, people are always like, unapologetically be yourself. I'm going to start trying to lean back into that because I feel like I'm in my like apologetic era and we don't like that. And I just had therapy about it. And so this is me starting my unapologetic era. So like, should I say sorry for not uploading a podcast last week? Technically, yes. And I do obviously am sorry. But at the end of the day, shit happens. Life happens. It is what it is. And I'm going to tell you guys all about the past like over a week because it's been absolutely fucking insane. So first, let's obviously jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. I'm trying to still figure out this like little microphone situation. So apologies. Oh my God, me literally saying let's unapologetically be ourselves and then I already have apologized three times. It's fine. We're fine. My best mood this week is just so happy, relieved, overjoyed, comfortable, all of the good things because we did the move. It went really well. And moves can be very stressful. And sometimes you just can't really plan for those heightened emotions. And it just happens, right? Like you snap or you react or stuff goes wrong and you're just like, wah. And I think I did a really good job of like going with as much of the flow and not making things bigger than they needed to be and just preparing myself for a smooth move, which is actually a laxative tea, if you were wondering. I was like, why does that sound so familiar? But yeah, the move went really well to the point where I didn't like freak out about needing to like unpack and get everything done. I did like a little bit because I'm like neurotic like that, but I got it done in like 2 days with obviously a lot of help, but it got done nonetheless. And the reason why I say comfortable too is because like I took off this pressure of everything needing to be perfect and just kept reminding myself like it's gonna get done. Like things are gonna get in order. You don't need to just do them as quickly as you can because obviously being as pregnant as I am, I just can't do things as quickly and like I do need help. And so it was a nice test in like kind of accepting the state of like the apartment, accepting that things don't like look perfect and not kind of like jumping the gun. Cause something I'll do is I'll be like, oh, well this wall is blank. We need something here. And let me just order it really quick. And like, let me get the whole place furnished and let me get everything perfect. And just like doing it all by myself behind the scenes so that everyone could be like, oh wow, look at it. It's great. And it's like, I don't have the energy for that anymore. It's also not worth it because I've found with literally almost being a professional mover at this point is it's so much nicer to just accumulate things over time and just like take your time furnishing, decorating, organizing, like really slowing down because it still all gets done and it almost actually all gets done better. So I basically just got myself to a point where I was comfortable and happy and was just able to like enjoy the move because it's such an exciting new chapter of our lives. And it's like, don't rush it and make it stressful for no reason. My worst mood this week was my anxiety is back with a brand new look. I don't know how to describe it. Basically, like, I felt, you know, that low-grade anxiety where you always kind of feel like you have, like, a pit in your stomach or that, like, something's wrong or something's happening. I kind of, like, low-grade felt that. And I think it was a combination of getting so hyper-focused on the move that I procrastinated other things and didn't get things done. So it was almost like so much was on my plate and I couldn't actually fully compartmentalize. Like, I was still not hyper fixated but I was still worried about the other stuff that I clearly made a decision of, like, no, that's not a priority right now, like, aka work or birthdays or whatever. There was just so much going on at the same time. And then I also just felt myself getting back into these old habits of living life in just such high stakes in black and white. So what that means is, like, everything's the end of the world. Everything needs to get done. Like, it's either all or nothing. And I found myself having my mind go there. And, like, obviously, like I said, I was able to kind of cut it out and be like, whoa, calm down, stop. Like, it's not all or nothing. But I felt that kind of performative energy come back of that needing to be perfect, needing to get everything done by myself, like, needing to perform and prove and perfect, like, the three freaking P's that really aren't helpful at all. And I think that, like, honestly, one of the main reasons I was able to get out of my worst mood is, like I said, I'm just, like, so pregnant that I don't have as much energy as I once did. And the week before, I had pushed myself way too far to the point where I was so exhausted, I told you guys. And so having that evidence of, like, you actually will burn yourself out, like, because non-pregnant Lauren could burn herself out in, like, a month, a couple months, whatever. But, like, now pregnant Lauren can burn herself out in just a few days. So having that evidence from last week, I was like, you need to have a serious talk with your anxiety about what is realistic and what is actually a priority, not what you need to perfect, how you need to perform. And it honestly helped me get out of the worst mood a lot. I think really taking note of these feelings and the situations that I feel them in is going to help me to kind of reconcile with that need to be perfect and, quote unquote, get my shit together in that all or nothing mentality of, like, the apartment's totally perfect or it's totally shit. Like, there's no in between. And we are fully in between right now. Like, do I still need furniture? Do I still need some stuff? Like, do I still need to organize? Yes. Like, is there still a lot of mess? Yes. But it's good enough for right now. And that doesn't make me a not good enough or a useless person, because those are some of, like, the negative feelings that I felt lately of, like, that I think I'm just so exhausted that I feel useless and I feel anxious and I feel not good enough, when in reality it's like, bro, you're creating a fucking human. You just went through an entire move. Like, you've had all of these, like, personal and social everything. Like, let's get out of the high stakes mentality and just take things one small step at a time. Is hiring challenging? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge, and you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. So this is with their Instant Match, okay? And over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed US data. I absolutely love this because I love being able to delegate. I have those feelings of being perfect, and now I just know that Indeed handles these things for me perfectly. One of the things I love about it too is that it's all in one place. Hiring is so easy that way, because the candidates you invite to apply are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who just only see it in a search. So they get you one step closer to hire by immediately just matching you with those quality candidates. They're really just essentially doing the hard work for you. And even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. They're an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. So you can join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/mood. Offer good for a limited time. You can claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/mood. Just go to Indeed.com/mood and support the show by saying you heard about it on the podcast. That's Indeed.com/mood. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Mood boosting our way through the USA. That's because it was 4th of July. So for mood boosters this week, obviously when you're like moving around, you're doing all this crap, moving is essentially like traveling to me. And we don't like that. We like having all of our stuff. We like having everything in a row, but sometimes life has other plans. So mood boosters have been essential, like prioritizing getting the mood boosters out, available, still doing them, not like living in this heightened high stakes, go, go, go mentality to where you don't even have time to take care of yourself. We don't do that anymore. We're grown, okay? So my first mood booster this week was re-implementing the small things every day mentality. We've talked about it before. I think like months and months ago when I was organizing my other apartment, how like if you just do a closet or a room or a cabinet, whatever it is, when you're thinking about it, get it done, organize it, and you, all these like small little things will add up. And I think when it's like a project this big, AKA like this brand new, bigger apartment, it's so unrealistic in my condition for the third time to get it all done in one full swoop, which I would absolutely love to, but implementing and reminding myself that if I do little things throughout the day, even if that means like actually just taking moments to rest in between, just reminding myself that like, oh, I'm just like sitting down, like I'm not done for the day, like I can get up and do something after. It actually helped me get so much more done because I was kind of like leveling out my stress, taking moments to relax, and then being able to get back up and kind of do the next few things. It's almost like getting your head out of this space that's in a rush and just going so quickly. It's really just like slowing yourself down and doing things when you're just kind of up for it, and you actually do get a lot done. And now that you like have the evidence, it's like, okay, I actually have been doing a lot of stuff, even if I'm not like this. And like one of the examples that I even noted in my head was I got this like little like fabric shaver thing. I posted it on Instagram, and it's basically when you have like lint, but it's like kind of pilling almost. So it's kind of like stuck to the fabric. It's like a fabric shaver that you put all over the chair or the couch. I mean, you can use it on clothes too. And it gets all of the pilling off of it. And I got that. And then I also borrowed my friend's like carpet cleaner thing. And so after the first day of moving, it was like a bunch of the white furniture was just like not looking up to snuff. The movers like definitely got my bed dirty. And so in my mind, I was like, I'm going to wash all the white furniture with the carpet thing. I'm going to use the carpet fabric shaver on all of the stuff. But I just didn't have the energy to be like, okay, let's do it all now. Let's do a deep clean. Everything's going in the wash, blah, blah, blah. And so I like slowly, like literally did a few cushions at a time. Did like there would be a little lull in my day. And even if it was like me and my boyfriend were just ordering Postmates for dinner, had the fabric shaver, shaved a few cushions. And I did it over a span of like 2 days. And then I did like the bed. I shaved it one day to like see if it worked. I was obsessed. Didn't even clean the bed till the next day with like the carpet steamer thing. It ended up getting done all over the weekend last weekend, but it just wasn't like this big thing where I just did this like deep clean. I think it's also maybe this like unrealistic expectation we see from TikTok of girls being like Sunday reset, like Sunday clean. And like, I love that. And I want to be able to do that, but just, and sometimes like it just doesn't align with your life. And it's not like this big turnover and this big deep clean and this big task that you're like showing that you did in 90 seconds, right? It's just actually doing a bunch of the small things that add up to the bigger thing. And whenever I think about it, if I have the energy to do it, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do that really quick. I'm going to like figure out this drawer. And like, actually over the past week, all those little things have added up to a lot of good organizational stuff getting done. Not everything, but a good amount. My next mood booster, did I just have a stroke? Oh my God, I sounded weird. Is honestly just Abercrombie and Fitch. I mean, everyone knows over the past couple years, they've had a resurgence and their stuff is amazing. And if you are just needing clothes and you want it to be easy, you want it to be not crazy expensive, but like really good quality, I have just been running into Abercrombie & Fitch when I need something to wear because I don't have any dresses that fit me anymore. I'm not even trying to attempt to wear any pants or shorts that aren't like lounge stuff, but I have had all these events, like social things that I've had to get stuff to wear to. And you guys know I swear by the Skims lounge dress, but I needed stuff that was just a little bit more like baby shower and, you know, getting together for brunch. And so I just grabbed a few of these dresses at Abercrombie & Fitch, and I felt so good in them. It was so nice to like actually get myself ready, get myself together. Obviously, I was so over it by the end, but it was really nice kind of like leaning into the pregnancy bod, the pregnancy glow, and I wasn't self-conscious about it at all. I was just very much like, this is a dress for my bump. This is for my baby shower. Like, whereas usually a few months ago, it would be like, oh, what's the point of shopping? Like, I'm just not going to fit into this in a few months because my bump's going to be gone. It's just annoying having to spend money on like temporary things. So Abercrombie & Fitch has been it's like the only stuff that fits me, like an infinite source of mood boosting. I have one tank top from Abercrombie & Fitch that's like not a crop top. It's the only thing that fits my belly and it's so comfortable. Like, I don't know why I haven't gone back and gotten more, but they're really just like killing it. And like, even if you're not pregnant or, you know, struggling with like weight fluctuation or anything like that, which it's totally great and cool if you are, we all do because we're all human. Just Abercrombie in general, dude, like the dress that I wore to my baby shower is $77 right now on Abercrombie. I mean, come on with the come on. And lastly, my final mood booster is sleep, because I can't lie. It just is what it is. And you know what? Sleep is important. Rest is important. And so I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, it's also this part of my routine and this little wellness mood boosting hack. You guys, it's just been sleep. Sometimes you got to take it easy. You got to listen to your body. And my body has been screaming at me that it's exhausted. It's uncomfortable. I don't even get good sleep sometimes because now my back really hurts because my belly is so big. So I've just been, you know, really in the mindset of, I'm going to have a baby in less than like 2 months. You know what? I'm going to fucking sleep in. I'm going to sleep longer. I'm going to prioritize rest. I'm not going to, you know, get anxious in the morning when I slept in another 30 minutes or want to take a nap when I'm done working. I'm going to take the fucking nap. I'm going to take the rest and I'm going to enjoy it while I can. So honestly, that's my final mood booster of the week, is that we are just straight chilling. We're chilling. Even if we're watching TV, even if we're on the phone, even if we're with the computer, we are just chilling. We are not in go, go, go mode, ordering furniture, making sure everything's perfect. We are sleep. We are sleep, unconscious. Let's face it, stress sucks. And we know that because all we want to do is boost our mood. And especially when the stress starts to run your life, it's really keeping you on edge, refusing you to relax or unwind. And we know we have to rest. So here is the good news, y'all. There is now a way to beat stress before it beats up on you. You guys know I absolutely love Just Thrive probiotic and their Just Calm because they are here to help you reclaim your health, your happiness, and your peace of mind. Just Thrive's breakthrough probiotic formula is clinically proven to balance your gut. So this is huge because as much as 90% of Americans have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in the gut. And studies show that an unhealthy gut can lead to an increase in stress hormones. So your mind and your gut are 100% related, you guys. You heard me and Tina, the founder of Just Thrive, talk about it on the podcast. If you haven't, go back and listen. You need all the deets. And not only will Just Thrive's probiotic help you stay ahead of things like gas, bloat, constipation, which like no one likes, when your gut is actually balanced and healthy, you'll also be able to handle that stress like a boss. Just Thrive probiotic has zero fillers, no gluten, dairy, histamines. You can also like open the capsule, sprinkle it into any food or drink if you're not a big like pill girly. So it's the perfect probiotic also for your whole family. Sprinkle it in the kids' food. And for the next stress busting mood support, you can add in Just Calm. There's really this big buzz around Just Calm. You've probably heard about it on other podcasts, not just this one, or maybe another influencer. And that's because this product really works. It's scientifically proven to soothe your everyday stress, encourage a steady and balanced mood, improve alertness and focus, and even help you get better sleep. So you're going to be waking up feeling rested. You're going to be able to take on the day. And those little things just like aren't going to automatically make you fly off the handle. You're just going to be able to finish your to-do list and get by and not be too stressed about it. Just Thrive Probiotic and Calm are transforming the way we manage our modern social media filled stressful world. And there's really no gimmicks, you guys. There's no false promises. It's just real science-backed all natural solutions that deliver results you can feel. The best part is you can test drive Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm risk-free with Just Thrive's lifetime money-back guarantee. So really, you don't have anything to lose. Up your wellness game and beat bloat, digestive issues, stress, and more with Just Thrive. And right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com, you can use promo code MOOD. You can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a month for free, which is amazing. And while you're there, check out all their other research-backed products for optimal gut and immune health. There's really something for everyone, even your pets. All with zero hassle, money-back guarantee. You can take control of your health today with Just Thrive. Just don't forget to use promo code MOOD for 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. Honestly, I can feel myself getting more stressed, and I think that's why it's like so important to reflect on your best mood and mood boosters. And even that's just kind of my like mood for thought. And I think it's because my birthday was yesterday. So I turned 29, and I was just thinking about how like, okay, I need to reframe and recenter, because I think that things have been so crazy that it's allowed me to kind of get out of that grateful, confident, peaceful mindset. And it's not that I am not feeling those moods at all. I definitely am. I just think sometimes it's really nice to like sit down and give yourself that extra moment to just really ground yourself, be present, and like take it all in. And when I sit here and think about even just recording last year's podcast when I turned 28, like I learned so many things and had so many great lessons, and was even just like in a really good place last year. Not necessarily this exact month, because if you've been following along for a while, I was like in a situationship and I had all this travel anxiety. I was just coming back from Europe. I took off this week last year. I couldn't take off for my birthday this year because we have bigger fish to fry for maternity leave. But I'm just like, wow, okay. So granted, we're always a work in progress and we're never going to stop learning and we're never going to stop growing. But I have to say that this obviously feels like the best place I've ever been in. And it's not like I'm just saying that to say that, because, you know, you always want to be in a really good place when you're about to be a mom, right? Or at least my younger self always assumed that I would. And it's not that my life is perfect and that I've worked out all my issues and everything like that. It's more so that just the level of like insightfulness that I feel into my own emotions and my own life is extremely like impressive and helpful. And like my awareness to myself is more productive instead of judgmental, because I've always been self-aware, but usually it's just a means for me to like rag on myself, just be like, you're so fucking stupid, like you're not doing this, like just negative. And now it's like this awareness that's able to kind of notice what I'm doing and bring me back down to earth and help me become a better version of myself. One of the best examples, too, that I can think of that's like the most recent, because also the pregnancy brain is so real, you guys. I feel like I'm like actually losing my mind, and all the apps and everything are like, no, pregnancy brain is real, like you'll notice. But I feel like you just don't get it until you're going through it, because even like I have to over explain it to my boyfriend, be like, no, this is like I actually forgot this thing. But one of my most recent examples is like stuff that, oh my God, I literally just forgot what I was going to say. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, I can't trail off my thought. What I think I was saying, since I legitimately can't fully remember, that's where we're at, is that the self-awareness and the intentions are like me noticing that I actually need to work more on my communication. And you'd think that like, after all this time, and you know, Lauren's like, oh, she's in a healthy relationship now and everything's great. Like, I am still not perfect. And first of all, let's stop saying that word. Obviously, not a good like reference point, but I'm still not like really great at expressing my feelings and being in a healthy relationship and being, you know, the best like daughter and friend. Like when I say healthy relationship, like I don't even just mean like my romantic ones. I still like make mistakes. I'm still like have like all these little things that I do to like avoid confrontation, avoid being vulnerable. Like, and I, some stuff is subconscious and some stuff is just literal PTSD almost from my old relationships and my old self. And instead of like really ragging on myself about it, I've actually just started to kind of talk more about it in therapy and try to figure out just like how to be better so that I can, not just so that I'm being a better partner and being a better friend, etc., but so that I feel better about how I'm expressing myself and like feel more confident and feel more proud. And a few years ago, I would have just like assumed that I was doing everything wrong and that, you know, I used to just not even notice when I was getting gaslit before. I would just get gaslit and be like, oh my God, like this is factual and this is true. And now I would like, this is my last year of my 20s. And I feel like if you look at all of my 20s, this being the last year, it's like, wow, we have made some motherfucking strides when it comes to boundaries, communication, self-awareness, like emotional insight, and just having the tools. And I think that slowing down almost is kind of like the theme of this episode, where it's like, doesn't have to be high stakes, doesn't have to be go, go, go. Like everything's gonna be what it is. Everything currently is what it is. And noticing these things and not feeling like, oh my God, I have to do a crash course in whatever it is. Like I have to do a crash course in anxiety and how my relationship is coming up from my last one and organizing. Like everything is more so just like, ah, noted. Okay, we'll get to that when we get to it, because I can't rush anything. And my therapist was even saying like, it sounds like you feel like it's crunch time. Like you just have to get your shit together. And I definitely do. And I put this immense pressure on myself. And I feel like when I was 28 years old, I took a lot of that pressure off the past 12 months. And now that I'm entering my mom era, my last year of my 20s, going into my 30s, I feel it all creeping back in. This like classic Lauren is coming back of like, wait, actually, let's get back on track with being perfect. Screw being authentic, being unapologetic, being yourself, having faith, surrendering, trusting. Let's focus on getting your shit together, doing everything as perfectly as possible, and doing it fast. That's where I feel like I'm at right now. And I know that it kind of sounds negative, but I think it's really good to notice those things about yourself, because you're noticing the intentions behind what you're doing. So it is helpful for me to notice, okay, I'm doing this because I feel like it's crunch time. I feel like I have to go quickly. I don't want to fail. That's not necessarily a good intention behind some of the stuff that I'm doing. Like I should be doing things because I A, just want to, not because I should. I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be a good mom. I want to be a good partner. I know that that's partly the intention, but it's almost like you lean so far into it that it becomes like toxic. That's when it's like an unrealistic expectation, a stupid amount of pressure that's unnecessary in order to get these things done, not even giving yourself enough credit. So noticing my intentions and communicating my intentions is something that I feel like I'm stepping into my 29th year with, that I don't think I was stepping into in my 28th, but my 28th was so important for just really living. You know the problem with fads, they come and go. So when it comes to weight management plans, you need a long-term solution. And that solution is Noom. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Noom's psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. We want this, you guys. This aligns with all of our mood boosters, all of the feeling our best, because you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. 98% of people say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good, because Noom just really helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. And that is such powerful information that's going to actually help you change, not just force you to do things you don't feel like doing. They have personalized courses that are so easy to follow. They'll help you grow your confidence with tools that you can actually put into practice on day one. They're just really giving you that knowledge and wisdom you need to make informed choices about what you eat. It's like, for me, it's like therapy around health, and I absolutely love it. Noom is just really changing how the world thinks about weight loss, and I am obsessed, and so many of my friends and family members have learned so much, and it's helped them a ton. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today. Authentically and having fun and just be building this confidence and having all this evidence of like, you can be loved unconditionally. You can have a blast. You can get through just all the little stresses of life and be proud of yourself and not, I don't want to say like have it all, but like have this like balance of like family, friends, work, like all these different things. And I think that's going to really help me going into 29, not just become this like psychopath. All I want to do is be a mom, because I can see myself like shutting everything else out, being like, I don't want help. I don't feel like doing work right now. All I want to do is be a perfect mom. And that's why I say the intention, like, what is the intention behind that? It's like, the intention is like, I want to be loving. I want my child to have a good life. Like all that stuff that is good intentions. But if I'm leaning too far into that, it's just like, okay, well, now you're not taking care of yourself. Now you're isolating yourself. Like you're not, those things aren't good, right? So I feel like that's kind of when I sit here and I reflect about quote unquote how far I've come from 28 to 29. It's like noticing, you know what? It actually is okay that we still have stuff to work on and that not everything's perfectly in order, because that's not the goal. It's more about the intention, and it's more about just living in the moment and being present and doing your best. And that makes me really, really happy. So to sum it up, I do think my mood for thought this year on my birthday is just, I think it's going to be a good year, and I think we're going to be able to do it. And I usually would be like, oh my God, no, like that's so superstitious. Why would you think that? Prepare for the worst. And it's like, what's the point? You know, let's just focus on our intention versus our goal and just be becoming the best version of ourselves, and not overnight, just slowly but surely learning as we go, and not just being so hard on ourselves, because we did that so much all throughout our 20s. You only got 12 months left of your 20s, girlfriend. It's time to just own who you are, own your choices, and learn and be comfortable and cozy and just be your best self. And I kind of love that journey for us. I think we're entering a new era, and I think we're all going to benefit from it. Obviously, especially me, because I'm the one doing all the therapy over here, but I get on the mic and I let you know what's up. If you're one of my more visual girlies, don't forget to go head over to YouTube. I've vlogged my whole baby shower, the Morgan Wallen concert, all the craziness over the past 2 weeks, just uploaded it today. I'm so excited to just have new apartment content. Hopefully this is like the last for a while, because I've literally moved 8 fucking months ago. But you know, the next 2 months we're entering our nesting era, so it'll be great. Everything is linked in the show notes. Make sure to support the show by supporting our sponsors, and I will talk to you on Instagram in the meantime. Bye guys.